We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth!
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
I always find these guys.
Oh man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrock on 97.5 and 1240 KFA.
Sports Daily on KFH continues here. Tommy Caster along with Jacob Albrocht on a Friday. And yeah, we're kicking off another hour here on the program. 869-1240 is the phone number to call. And, you know, one of the big topics of the day, actually the last couple of days, has been the potential conference realignment. The big topic includes, you know, Texas, Oklahoma. Looks like they've had these conversations about joining the SEC for several months now. And as the hours go on, more and more details come to light about exactly what's happening with Texas and OU. It sounds like this is a little bit further down the road than anybody had really even expected. And we'll be talking about that here over the next hour or so on Sports Daily. And I want to get Jacob's, you know, buy-in on this. And, you know, the whole thing, Jacob, is just interesting about it. It kind of just came out of the blue. You know, this whole thing has kind of exploded. Where do you stand on Texas and OU potentially leaving the Big 12?
Well, I think that it appears now that it's happening, right?
Yeah.
Kirk Bowles, who is a good reporter from the Austin American Statesman, his tweet this morning when I woke up: prominent Big 12 source tells the American Statesman the Texas OU move to the SEC is almost done. Quote, they've been working on this for a minimum of 6 months, and the A&M leadership was left out of discussions and wasn't told about it.
Wow.
Move could become official in a week. So, you know, there are reports that there's sort of a gentleman's agreement in conference things that teams in state get the ability to essentially, they need to sign off on other teams within the state coming in. Well, when it comes to the SEC, there's only one team in Texas, A&M. Texas lost the breakup. When A&M came in, they totally won that deal. Texas went, did the Longhorn Network, and A&M, who's always felt like a stepchild to Texas, it's a weird dynamic. If you know Aggies, you understand it. They sing about Texas in their fight song. Like they despise Texas. It goes beyond traditional college rivalries. I don't think there's any doubt A&M would say, we do not want Texas in this league. They've basically said that.
Yeah.
The school leadership has said that since this story started getting floated around. And so you're like, well, that seems weird that A&M seems so against this when it's an obvious gain for the SEC to take Texas and Oklahoma. And then you start to see reports like that these conversations have been happening for a long time, and A&M was left out of it. Basically, the SEC saying, we love you, A&M, but we really don't care what you think. We'd rather have Texas than you know, risk our allegiance to you. That's what I read into this. And it's just going to fuel that stepchild, whatever cliche you want to throw, whatever dynamic that is, that A&M has had, that, you know, that little brother, nobody likes us, whatever chip on the shoulder cliche you can come up with, whatever it is, That's what A&M's always had, and this is going to get worse as far as the relationship between A&M and Texas. And perhaps I wonder if there's any potential fracturing of A&M's relationship with the SEC. Look, A&M, I don't think would ever say, all right, we're out of the SEC. I mean, nobody would do that because the money's too good, right? But how would you like to be a fly on the wall of the call between the SEC powers and A&M be like, yeah, hey, guys, so by the way, we've been working on this for a while. We forgot to call you. We tried to call you, didn't pick up. Not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I mean, just the way that this whole thing has gone from zero to 100 so quickly, there's, in my mind, you know, you see it from the very beginning and you're like, okay, yeah, there's talk of conference realignment. There's always talk of conference realignment. It's probably not going to happen. But the way that the thing has progressed over the last 24 to 48 hours, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, you know, that this is going to happen. The fact that Texas and Oklahoma, I mean, they're rivals as well, you know, not to the level of Texas and Texas A&M, but Texas and OU are rivals. They're collaborating together to,
oh, sure,
to make this move, says to me that it's going to happen. You know, the phone call between the two schools that don't like each other to try to work together to make this happen.
Texas and Oklahoma are rivals and don't like each other on the field.
Right.
Off the field, they've been the banner carriers for the league for a long time. Most rivalries exist on the field and not necessarily off of it. The A&M-Texas thing exists with every fabric of existence. Like,
yeah,
they do not like each other. And it's more that it's not as much that Texas doesn't like A&M as A&M does not like Texas or anything about it, right? That it's more about that,
yeah,
than it is the other way. And I've known a lot of Aggies, and it is real. I'm telling you, it is real that this. I'm texting a buddy right now, giving him a hard time about, and I won't repeat the language he's using at this very moment, but it's not pleasant. Not happy that Texas could come in. A&M won that breakup.
Yeah.
They won it. They were in the SEC, and Texas's Longhorn network wasn't successful at all. The Big 12 was, you know, sort of crumbling now from the moment this all started a decade ago. A&M won.
Yeah.
They had that bragging right. They used that bragging right. And now, when the time comes, you're just kind of shoved to the side. It's like I saw somebody put on Twitter, it was funny. It's like your hot ex showed back up to the neighborhood with an even, you know, hotter significant other, and you're just sitting there like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you had it all going for you, and then look who's back in the picture.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm really interested to see how this all plays out. I think, you know, obviously that's, you know, anybody would say that, but the fact that the Big 12, when that big breakup happened, you know, several years, almost 10 years ago in Nebraska, Colorado, A&M, Missouri, all left the Big 12, and what the Big 12 did in response to that, you know, they were absolutely trying to placate Texas. When it came to the media deals and the Longhorn Network, and it's not like there's any other, you know, school outside of Notre Dame that has an exclusive, you know, just that team on broadcast television, Notre Dame on NBC. The Longhorn Network, that's the Big 12 saying, we'll do whatever we can do. We'll give you a media deal for your school only to stay with us. And, you know, it's lasted for several years. And now Texas is saying, we think we can make more money elsewhere. We think we can make more money with the SEC. The one thing I find interesting, Jacob, and I don't know if this has any legs or not, I've heard people on social media that they've speculated that the move to the SEC potentially could be posturing from these two schools, and they could, I mean, they're leaving the Big 12 more than likely, but they might want to go independent. They think they can make more money, Texas and OU, outside of a conference and have their own media deals, negotiate that themselves, as opposed to going into a conference like the SEC. Again, I don't know if that has any legs or not, but that's an interesting
scenario.
They tried
that already. They tried that. That's what the Longhorn Network was.
Right.
It did not work. You couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Like, it was impossible to watch. You know, Notre Dame, and that's the model everybody wants to follow, is Notre Dame when they try those kinds of things.
Right.
And Notre Dame has a network. They have network television behind them. They have NBC.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. And it, I don't think it ever will be. Texas is never going to have the national brand of a Notre Dame. You're not going to see a major network pick up Texas athletes. That's why they tried the Longhorn Network. Didn't work. Conference networks, I think, have been widely successful. Big Ten, ACC, SEC. Those have been very, very, very successful. I cannot imagine in what's inevitably coming in college sports, and that's that more power is going to go to the conferences and away from the NCAA, that it would behoove anybody to try and do that again. It's what it was the beginning of the end of Texas's greatness, that and losing Mac Brown.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be the end of the Big 12. That's why, by the way, that's why A&M had enough. Like, Texas has too much sway. We're sick of, like, them dictating things. Where they went to the SEC. Again, they won that breakup. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But when Texas comes calling, the SEC's going to listen. They'd be crazy not to. Just look at, look, Oklahoma speaks for itself. Oklahoma has big brand, and they're insanely successful and one of the top five programs right now in the country. Texas isn't that. Texas can't figure out a way to, you know, contend for a Big 12 championship, let alone a national championship. But they're Texas, and they bring a massive brand and a whole lot of fans. I've seen, Bruce and I talked about this yesterday, there's a little bit of, well, how much more of Texas can the Longhorns really bring in that A&M hasn't? And I would just say a lot, because you have to remember, it's just a massive university. I believe enrollment, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest. Let me look that real quick. But it also brings, you know, when you talk about markets, right? When you talk about TV markets, you have to think about all those markets in Texas that are just littered with Longhorn fans.
Right.
And you've got Dallas. You've got Houston. You've got San Antonio. You've got all of these schools all across the state. Texas A&M, by the way, is the second largest enrollment in the country at just under 70,000. Texas at Austin is right around, and this is as of 2018-19, 50,000. So both, you know, right there in the top 10 usually in enrollment, right? There have been years, not that long ago, that Texas was at the top, but it's a no-brainer to bring them in and what they bring to you in as far as TV eyes. Look, Texas comes in, your TV ratings are going up. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yeah.
They just are. It's just a massive swab of population in there that are Longhorn fans. Doesn't compromise A&M in there, I don't think. It may compromise A&M's footprint. I mean, if I'm A&M, I don't want them in either, not just because they're rivals, but because it takes away from what you've worked so hard for the last decade to establish. Mm-hmm. They just sort of get a coattail right on in there.
Right.
But if I'm the SEC, I absolutely want them in. And I want Oklahoma in, too. Oklahoma's establishing a regional/national brand, certainly, because of the success that they've had. It's going to make it more difficult to win a national title. No question about that. But if you're the SEC and all the momentum is toward mega conferences, I don't think the SEC's done, by the way. I don't think they're done. I think they add these two, and they go just basically cherry-pick the best of the best of what they want, because we will get to a point, and we almost got there in the past, where we're going to see just a handful of super leagues, and those super leagues are going to have a lot of power, especially with NIL coming, and all these other things and rules and regulations. It'll just make more sense.
Yeah, and to your point, you know, I'm really interested to see what happens with the remaining schools in the Big 12. You know, with this move, I agree with you when you say the Big 12 is done. If this ends up happening, you know, you have to wonder, where is everybody going to scatter? What are they going to do? I mean, I think that you know, the Big 12 will kick the tires on maybe trying to add a couple of programs here and there to see if they can stay sustainable, but I think that's futile. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, you could talk to, you know, schools like Houston and SMU. You could go to the American and try to poach a couple of programs from that conference if you wanted to. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to replace Texas and Oklahoma. So what do you do? Where do the remaining schools go? And that's the most interesting part of this to me. I mean, we can talk about all day how the SEC and that super conference will end up being with Texas and OU, and that's great, but that's kind of a given. The big question mark is, where are the other schools going to go? What does it look like for Oklahoma State if they're not in the same conference as OU anymore? What's that going to look like, you know, for Baylor and TCU? And then you look at KU and K-State. I mean, what's going to happen with the rest of the Big 12? And that's really where it's most intriguing for me.
Well, that's where our attention here lies, certainly with Kansas and Kansas State. And we talked yesterday, I think it will have an impact on Wichita State in every school in the country.
Yeah.
Who survives what will very likely be a massive realignment? When the time comes, and it may be now and we just don't realize it, this may be the first domino of a lot that have already been sort of wobbling.
Oh, I think it
or
is.
Or maybe this one has been that covert that we just didn't know it was happening. Kansas and Kansas State, I saw yesterday somebody would, you know, I don't know what level of, you know, credibility they have, but a prominent voice on Twitter talk about Kansas State potentially being a team along with, I think it was Oklahoma State and Iowa State and a handful of others that could be options for the Pac-12, but Kansas wasn't mentioned.
Yeah,
I think ultimately Kansas State and Kansas find homes in whatever mega conferences exist. Kansas will be protected by its basketball brand. I think Kansas State certainly is a good enough football brand to land anywhere. But I don't know which ones. I could absolutely see a scenario where Kansas State goes to the Pac-12 and KU goes to the Big Ten, for example, or the ACC. The ACC, which values basketball. Maybe that's where Kansas goes.
Yeah.
Geography doesn't matter in this anymore. I mean, who cares? West Virginia's in the Big 12.
Right.
Right? Like, Wichita State and South Florida are in the same conference. Nobody cares about geography. Everyone always says, well, the geography doesn't line up. There is no geography. Everybody flies private planes now. It doesn't matter at this level of athletics. Like, it matters for some of the other sports, but they figure it out. They play long series against teams. They, you know, whatever it is, they figure out a way to do it. And so I don't know where they land. I hope that Kansas and Kansas State can stay together wherever it goes. But I absolutely can see a scenario where that doesn't happen.
Well, look, I'm here to tell you that, you know, you don't have to have Kansas and Kansas State in the same conference. I mean, look at Iowa and Iowa State. They're not in the same conference. You know, you look at those schools. I mean, even you just mentioned Texas and Texas A&M up until now for the last decade have not been in the same conference with one another. So you don't necessarily have to have, you know, those teams in the same conference as one another for the rivalry to remain. I mean, there was a lot of talk 10 years ago about Missouri leaving the Big 12 and how that was, you know, KU's biggest rival and how it would never be the same again. Well, I think KU and Missouri still hate each other, even though they're not in the same conference anymore. So you don't necessarily have to have Kansas and Kansas State in the same conference. I think it would be preferred. But if Kansas State went to the Pac-12, let's say, and KU went to the Big 10, I don't see an issue with that at all. I think you can still find ways to make that rivalry sustainable, even if they're not in the same conference.
Yeah, it's probably easier to play in basketball, for instance, than it is in football
in
that scenario. But that football rivalry just hasn't been a whole lot, because nothing has, because KU just can't get it turned around. I think that they'll be fine. Wichita State, where it impacts them, is who knows what happens with the rest of the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
My very first thought, and I talked about this yesterday when I saw this, my first thought was maybe there's a path for the rest of the Big 12, the American, and say the Mountain West, for instance, or at least the best of, to come together. Because the American has a good football presence right now. Is that enough with the remaining Big 12 teams and some from the Mountain West and BYU if you can get them in and Boise? Is that enough to be considered a Power 5 conference?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I think, and that's really, you made the point, like, football is going to drive this. The media rights.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's all.
Yeah, nobody,
it's
cares about basketball.
Nobody cares about.
I mean, these conversations.
Yeah, football drives this big time, and that's kind of where I think the biggest concern is with a program like Kansas, because we all know the struggles that Kansas has had with football. And so I know that, you know, one of the big priorities with Travis Goff as the new athletic director is prioritizing what's going to happen when inevitably conference realignment comes around. Now, I'm not sure that, you know, people thought it would be right this second, but that's kind of what we're staring at. So if you're Kansas, you're more concerned about where do we land to where we can still be considered in the quote unquote Power Five when you've got a program like Kansas State that is a little bit more desirable on the gridiron.
And Kansas State's desirable across the board.
Right.
I think people got to understand sellouts and success and all those things mean something. I think football drives it too. And I'm not as concerned about Kansas, right? Because they play football.
Yeah.
You could see a scenario. They have a, you know, a decent size stadium. Wichita State's where I worry about that. And in when the dust settles on this, can they land as a, you know, as a primarily a non-football school, basically, which they did in the American. Mm-hmm. I think that they can, because they bring a lot to the table when it comes to basketball and baseball and softball and, you know, women's basketball at times, volleyball, track and field. Great program in the sports that are on campus. Football just doesn't happen to be one of them. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if some of these mega conferences that are football driven have room or desire to bring in basketball, or do you see Wichita State lean the way of where like the A-10 and Big East are? Did those schools come together for a basically non-football power league, essentially? I think that could be there. I really do. I mean, it's not going to help in football for some of these teams out of the American, but now with a 12-team playoff, they would have a path. If you could get... And maybe it's ultimately Wichita State and the American just can't continue together. I don't know, which I like the rivalries of the American, but we instantly were on board with those rivalries in year one. So if those change, I think it's okay. We got to see Wichita State in all this land in a position of being a premier basketball program. I can't imagine that whatever comes out of it for the non-football schools, they can't make just an unbelievable basketball league and some of the other sports on campus, even if they don't have football. I think you could see it. I think that scenario exists, but don't for a second think that these things don't impact Wichita State, because they absolutely do. Absolutely they do. And if everybody, and look, it makes some sense right now to just rip the Band-Aid off. We're talking about a 12-team playoff that could come a few years from now. A lot of TV deals expiring a few years from now, right? You've got NIL rules changing and trying to navigate that and figure out how you're going to do that. It makes more sense to have like league-wide rules. Right now it's on the universities, but if you could make these super leagues with some specific rules and dynamics to that, it would certainly be easier to manage. So I think that the finish line is probably the 12-team playoff, right? If you can hit that at the same time as some realignment, you can just sort of change everything at once and we blaze into the future together. Or the changes kind of trickle in and it's awkward for a minute and, well, this is the way it is this year and then it's going to change. You know what I mean? Like, and that may be the only way it can happen because of agreements and contracts and all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ultimate end game is going to be no more NCAA. I mean, I think we're on that path now when you've got the power with the conferences, no longer with the centralized NCAA.
As it currently
stands, right? Yep, exactly. So I think that's the path that we're on right now. It'll be interesting to see how quickly we get to that end game, though.
Let's talk about the NCAA's role or non-role in all of this and how that looks moving forward. If you'd like to join in on the conversation of what in the world the future looks like in college athletics, and we're not even talking about the normal what does the future look like in college athletics, this is a different conversation. 869-1240, you can do it. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.